Hey guys, this is Katie from Crime Squared, and this week on episode 19, we are covering our hometown murder of Sydney Loof. Hope you enjoy.
Hey guys, this is Alicia.
And Katie.
And this is episode 19.
See, it's harder when you're not the one doing it.
I know, it's like
to remember. Yes, it is 19. And today is my episode, and it's the one I have put off for a while.
Which one is it?
Sydney Loof.
Yes! Oh, yeah. All right.
So now you know why it was 4 pages. Because I felt like I had to do it justice.
When you text me 4 pages, I'm like, Jesus, lady, like, we don't have all night. I mean, I'm sure we could, but I prefer not to.
I felt like I had to do this one justice, so I had to get all the details.
Yes. Like, how long did it take you to do it all? Like, how long have you been working on it?
Probably like a week and a half.
Yeah. That's not too bad.
It seems like there were bits and pieces in every little article that I read. Mm-hmm. There wasn't one article that covered it all, and there's not a Murderpedia page for it yet either. So I get a lot of my stuff from Murderpedia, and they do a breakdown of everything. And then they have like segments after it, after the story that they went over, of other articles that went through it.
Yeah, I love that.
But oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Do you have a drink?
Huh?
Do you have a drink?
I do.
Okay. Because I feel like you're going to need one. Because there's so much on this that I had no idea.
Really?
And I felt like there was more and more that I read. And like, even in the court case, that I had no idea. But I'm also, and don't come after this, people, I don't watch the news. I don't like the news. I would rather just be oblivious.
Honestly. Yep, especially on social media.
Yeah. So, don't come after me for it, but I only got bits and pieces when it was actually happening.
No.
So now that it's pretty much concluded, and I actually researched the whole thing, it's a different story.
Yeah, for sure. Especially on a story like that, because it's close to home.
Yes.
You know, it's a different level of keep me out of the loop. Like, I don't want to know what's going on.
Yeah. So I actually get into that.
Ooh, okay.
So Sydney Loof, she's from around our hometown in Nebraska. I'm not going to triangulate ourselves, but this story takes place in November of 2017 in Lincoln, Nebraska. Sydney was a 24-year-old working as a cashier in a local Menards hardware store. It's like a Home Depot or a Lowe's for you guys that aren't from the Midwest. Because I know that they don't have it down here in the South. And I miss it. I love Menards. I used to work at Menards.
Hold on. I just want to make sure that this is like a segment of its own. But you just said that you don't want to say your hometown. And then you said that it took place in Lincoln.
Yeah, but you don't live in Lincoln. I don't consider Lincoln.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, okay. I was like, you totally just like backwards. Okay, all right, keep going.
But on that note, so Menards hardware store, and it happened during the holiday season, and she never expected it to happen. But along with the triangulating myself, I don't live here anymore. But the Menards that she worked at in Lincoln is the same Menards that I worked at and was a cashier at.
No way, for real?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. My freshman year of college, I worked at this exact Menards, same cashier area that she did.
Oh, snap.
That brings it a little bit closer and kind of creeped me out.
Goosebumps, for sure.
Yes, because there's two different Menards in Lincoln, and we both worked at the same one. So, Sydney was using a well-known dating app, Tinder, to be specific, when she matched with Bailey Boswell. And Sydney met up with and allegedly hooked up with Boswell on November 15th of 2017, before this next series of events happened. Boswell was close in age. She was 25, so they were only a year apart. They were pretty close in age. So after the date between Sydney and Boswell on November 15th, Sydney went missing. And Sydney was known as a very social and outgoing person. And she had actually Snapchatted and messaged friends telling them she would be going on a date with her and about how she was so excited about it. So it was really weird that she just went silent and went dead. So her friends and family hadn't seen her, hadn't heard from her, and began to get worried in the days after it. So she didn't contact anybody after, no social media, and she was not somebody who was quiet on social media. So the fact that she didn't even like anybody's post, didn't do anything, that was a red flag for her family, that she wasn't keeping in touch or keeping up on social media. And it was at that point that her family and friends became suspicious and worried that something went wrong. So it wasn't until 19 days later, her body was discovered in Clay County. And correct me if I'm wrong, but for those of you that are not native to Nebraska, like Alicia and I, Lincoln and Clay County are, what would you say, an hour, hour and a half apart from each other? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the fact that she was an hour and a half away from where her date was, where she worked, where she lived, that's not something to be forgotten. It's a little weird that it was an hour, hour and a half away from where she was.
Long way from
that her body was found. So I don't know if you know this part of it. I didn't know it. But police found Sydney's body, and it was cut up into 14 pieces and thrown into trash bags. And they found these trash bags scattered in ditches all across Clay County. They weren't all in just one place. So it was deliberately done. They were trying to throw people off.
Yeah, I did know that. I think I remember seeing that. I want to say I have a lot of friends that live in the Clay County area and in Clay Center, and that they had a bunch of roads blocked off because they were thinking for some reason that her body parts, and I think that's how they had said it in the news. And so I messaged some people that lived in that area, and they had told me that there was a lot of gravel roads that were blocked off because police were going through acre by acre, especially ones that had cattle. Cattle are really just any livestock to see if there were human remains there. They were starting to get worried when they couldn't find her body right away that maybe somebody had fed her body to livestock. And, if it's pigs, they eat anything.
They eat anything. Really worried that
they weren't going to be able to find her.
And there's a lot of pig farms in Clay County. So I don't know if cows eat anything, but pigs definitely do for sure.
Yeah.
So that part got to me. I didn't know that she was just thrown in multiple different places. That's even worse.
It's very, makes it very personal.
Right.
Like a different
level for sure. They deliberately did it. So police immediately turned to Boswell for more information since she was the last one that had seen her. And they quickly found out that there was another person involved, Aubrey Trail, who was a 54-year-old man. And it turns out that he was dating Boswell. So 54 her and 25, or 54 him, 24 Sydney, and 25 Bailey Boswell were the ages of these people. And so Trail was 30 years older than Boswell, old enough to be her father.
Yeah, that's creepy as hell.
Yeah, each his own. No king shaming, but it's weird. In Nebraska,
maybe not normally, but for this situation, it's fucking creepy and gross.
Yeah, if you saw pictures of him, you would be like, why?
Yeah.
So, I don't even know how to go about that. It's gross. So, Trail would turn out to be someone very into cult-like behavior. And once the body was found, Boswell and Trail were taken in for questioning and eventually arrested for Sydney's murder. Trail and Boswell would reveal their intentions, and even more in the courtroom, along with former partners and witnesses potentially involved. So Trail initially said that himself, Boswell, and Loof were all having very rough sex, in which Trail strangled Loof with an electrical cord, which ultimately ended up killing her. He said it was not intentional. As more information about the body was revealed, he began to change his story in the courtroom. And,
of course he did.
Right. It came out between Trail and Boswell that they had actually been trolling for a girl together on Tinder. It wasn't just Boswell.
That's
so
awful.
At this time...
Like a girl to murder or a girl to hook up with, like for a threesome?
Kind of both.
Ah.
So Trail changed his story at this time and said that he was into cult-like behavior involving witch practices and believed if he killed someone, it would give him the power to fly.
What the hell?
So
okay, first of all, I did not know that part at all. Second of all, if I'm going to be killing someone, I better be like immortal or something like legit. I don't want just to be able to fly. Like what kind of trick? Quote unquote trick is that talent?
Right.
No. Get out of here.
So once hearing this, Sydney was not on board and wanted to leave. Supposedly at this time, Boswell hadn't been in the room and Trail killed Sydney because she didn't want a part of it. She didn't want to
Well,
kill
no
somebody.
Shit, Sherlock.
She didn't want to be anything of that. So during the autopsy, the pathologist said that she had been cut up into 14 different pieces, but after investigating each piece of her body, a lot more telling evidence came about than either Trail or Boswell were giving up. There were ligature marks around her neck. She had bruising on her arms, legs, and inner thighs, and also had bruising on the back of her head. And some of these signs were... Some of these marks were signs that she had not only been restrained, but fought back pretty hard.
Yeah.
Trail later said in the trial, he hadn't planned on the killing of her until 2 to 3 hours before it happened. So not very far from when the incident happened. It was premeditated still. 2 to 3 hours, still premeditated.
Yeah.
During the trial, Trail was handcuffed to a wheelchair, but was able to produce a small blade in which he brought out. He made a statement saying, Boswell was innocent and I curse you all, and attempted to slit his own throat. So because of his actions, he consequently missed most of the remaining trial. Which, how did he get a blade in the first place, is my question. He was in jail.
Well, I mean, we can't be oblivious to this. Or is naive the word? I don't know.
Naive,
you.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen plenty of shows and movies where inmates are able to get their hands on just about anything you can think of. But the fact that he was able to leave the jail facility, be escorted, and I guess I'm assuming that jail is a separate facility from the courthouse where
it
the trial was at.
It is, and then they have like a waiting cell at the courthouse for them to wait.
Right.
In. Yeah.
So you'd think he would have been patted down and searched before they left the jail facility and then searched, or somebody kept an eye on him on the way there, and then to also be patted down maybe again once you enter the courthouse. The fact that he had a blade that he could just whip out, because it's not like he's wearing a suit or anything. Like, he's in jail. Like, he's wearing...
He's wearing, like, the jumpsuit.
Yeah, the jumpsuit. So how is he, and it's not like it's long sleeve or anything. So how is he able to just all of a sudden produce this blade? Like, that's ridiculous.
The only thing that I could think of, because he was handcuffed to a wheelchair, is if someone he knows put it like taped to the wheelchair or did something with the wheelchair.
Then that would have been like an employee, because it's not like anyone can just walk up into a courtroom and mess around with the chair right in front of the prosecutor, you know?
Well, I mean,
like,
they could have, if they went in and saw him in the holding facility.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
If they were,
I mean,
able
that part's
that.
Just really sketchy. Like, were the cops actually, don't come at me for saying this either, but were the cops actually doing their job? Like, How do you not notice that he has this? Like, I don't know.
Unless,
I mean,
like, we see so many things in movies and series where a murderer like this tells the cop, and the cop actually gives it to him because they're like, good, you should die. Here you go.
Yeah.
I'll literally,
which, I mean, I would agree, but still, like, to do it in the courtroom, like, way to draw more attention to yourself and make yourself look way more guilty, because if you were innocent and if you really were trying to convince people that you were innocent, that would be the last thing you would try and do. Slit your throat in court during a trial in front of other people. Like, what did you think that was going to land you?
He never said that he was innocent. He 100% of the time, he knew he was guilty and he said he was guilty. He only tried to get Boswell out of it. Every time he did something stupid or made a comment, it was around Boswell being innocent, trying to get Boswell.
So he's just
off.
Being, so he was just being extra desperate.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
did you think
dead,
that
you
your girl was
going to?
Yeah, and did you think that being in a relationship with her, if you were in jail and she was dismissed of all of these charges, you guys thought what was going to happen? That you guys were going to live happily ever after with you behind bars and her out in the real world? Like, I guess I don't understand that logic. And so, like, in my head, I'm trying to, like, think, like, all these different options that he would have, and none of them work out for either one of them. So I don't understand what his ultimate goal was with saying she's innocent and trying to off himself. Like, you're a dirty scumbag.
Yeah.
Both of you are.
That's all it comes down to.
Yeah.
So there were three witnesses that they brought out during the trial, and we don't know their names, just their initials. And they were AH, AG, and KB that corroborated the fact that this was not planned just hours before. AH testified that after having sex with the couple, they would often talk about torture and killing other females.
So this is a person that had sexual intercourse with both of them? Like a threesome?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. These are previous partners of the two.
Oh my gosh.
So this witness is a daddy vampire of a cult of witches, and Boswell, the queen witch, who he used to lure women through Tinder.
That's so awful.
The cult thing gets even weirder. One of the witnesses testified that Trail had promised her if she killed another woman and took her last breath, she would gain the ability not only to fly, but also read minds.
It's still not worth it to me.
No, this guy is awful.
These people are
rocker.
Awful. Like, this whole cult thing really surprised me. Like, I had not heard of that at all. Like, that's a whole, I feel like, a whole nother topic in its own. But I don't know. I'm a little stuck on the fact that he was like this leader, because going back to the no shaming on the age gap and whatnot, if I'm going to be with someone that's that much older than me and do what he wants and kill people so I can have all of these cute little talents or tricks up my sleeve, he better be damn good looking. Like, come on.
That's the part that I didn't understand about this either, because neither of them are lookers.
Like, no, not at all.
Not trying to shame them, but if you're going to be a cult leader, drink blood, plan to kill people, you
take
gotta
your
have
last breath.
Something going for you.
Well, not only that, even threesomes. Like, I know really attractive people that have tried to not lure people in to have a threesome, but I mean, like, they're lookers. Like, I sleep with him or I sleep with her. Like, I don't understand why you're having issues, but creepy ass looking people like these two are luring in multiple women. Like, what?
You look at these people and you automatically get, like, white van vibes.
Yeah, you, like, cringe.
Yes.
That's
I have
so weird
no idea. The fact that they have three people willing to testify against them that all slept with them.
Yeah,
stories,
I wouldn't want to,
like,
I wouldn't want people to know that I slept with them.
Like,
I mean,
you
I'm
implicate yourself in that.
I mean, I'm glad that they did, because obviously this helped in their situation, but, like, I don't want to be associated with them. Like, I don't want people knowing that this slept with that.
Mm-mm. Right.
Not then, saying I'm like this hottie totty thing, but still.
Especially in Nebraska. It's small
town.
The entire state is small.
Everyone
town.
Knows. Yeah.
Everyone knows
Oh,
everyone.
man.
So put yourself in that situation. Someone's going to find out. Someone
Yeah.
is going to find
Oh,
out. And it is going to be bad.
yeah.
So
Obviously.
stay away from the white van vibe people.
Yep.
Just don't do it,
See something,
obviously.
say something.
So AH testified that Trail got off on the pain of others and actually had a kill bag ready at all times. He often fantasized about people's fingernails and slicing off their eyelids as she tortured
What?
them. Yep.
Slicing off their fingernails and their
Nope.
eyelids?
Pulling off people's fingernails and slicing off their eyelids.
Dude, that is so. Ooh.
It's so particular. Like
Yeah.
the fact that you have thought so in depth about doing that
Ooh.
is insane to me.
How would you even like do that to somebody's eye? Don't like. I struggle to even like mess with my eyelid just to put makeup on. Like, how the hell are you gonna slice somebody's eyelid off?
For those of you
What
that
the
are
hell?
not watching the video, she just covered her eye and felt it to see what was going
Like, let me see how.
on.
No, I mean, it's been a long day. My face is oily, whatever. But like, seriously, in the morning when I'm putting my makeup on, it's kind of hard to mess with my eyes like that and even put contacts on. Like, how do you dream about doing that to someone? Oh my gosh.
By not having all of your marbles in your case, like,
Dude, and even breaking a nail, you know how awful that hurts? Can you
oh my
imagine somebody?
God, if you have
No!
fake nails and you like jam it in the door and it rips off, you're just like, ah!
Yeah. I mean,
That
it's
is one of the
definitely like
worst feelings ever.
one of those pains that you know you're going to overcome, but still, like, holy shit!
Like in the moment, you're like, oh my God, I'm dying right now. A little piece of my soul just left my body.
Oh, for real, for real. Oh, I'm sure if any men listen to this podcast, this episode, they're like, oh my God.
Okay, well, men, no offense. It goes along the same lines of you saying that getting kicked in the balls hurts worse than giving birth.
Yeah.
No
Or when they have the
offense.
man
Shut up.
flu.
As someone who has had two C-sections and Alicia had a natural and a C-section, y'all can shut the hell up because we know what pain is.
Yep. Don't come out with that shit. Over it. Over it.
So, in court, Trail's attorney, Ben Murray, reportedly said to AH, we've got the sex, we've got witches, we've got a vampire. And then we start talking about torture and killing people. And this is exciting to you too, to the witness. To which she responded, yes. She and Boswell also met on Tinder and wanted to kill a woman they saw on Walmart, but never did. Yep. Yep. So, this is. This is far beyond the 2 to 3 hour premeditation now. This is like
Yo,
months and years in the making.
Walmart has some sketch people. Sketch people. Oh my gosh.
Yep, they do.
I tell you the other day? Sorry, a little off topic, but Jesse and I went to Walmart. I don't remember what we were buying, but this older gentleman was coming by in his little power scooter thing, was wearing a vet's hat. I try to be respectful of all of our vets. Some of those older ones, a little extra, you know, because they deserve it. But you can't take all of them like serious anymore because everybody can get their hands on those hats.
Right.
I don't know. We were in the checkout line and he gets out of his little scooter and I'm looking at him like, there's no way you can walk in between the car seat, the cart, Jordan, Jesse, and I. Gross. Like, there's just no way. And so I was trying to like move over and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And Jesse goes, how are you doing today? And kind of chat a little bit with him. And he looked at me, he goes, oh no, you're fine. You got what I want to see. And I was like, the fuck? No, I don't.
What?
I don't know what you think that it is that you want to see, but you don't want to see it from me. Like, I promise you that. And Jesse turned around and he goes, what is it you want to see, sir? And he goes, oh, the little baby in here. And Jesse goes, well, all you can do is see, and got like real serious. And like his voice got like that strict, stern dad voice. And
Yeah.
I'm like trying to like reach and like cover Jordan in the car seat. He's like, oh, I just want to see a little guy, and starts to like reach in. I'm like, no. You
No
cannot touch my
touching.
baby.
Keep your
Like,
hands to
I don't
yourself.
know you. I don't know what
COVID.
makes you think you can touch my child, regardless of COVID. Like, if I don't know you, don't be touching my kid,
Right.
especially. at the store when I know everyone's touching everything and it's just, I don't know you. Don't come near my baby like that. And I had never felt so uncomfortable. And I've had some really freaky situations at Walmart. But after that, I have tried really hard to not go to Walmart without Jesse or to just not take the kids at all because I am just not about that.
I don't
Couple weeks
understand how
later.
people think that that's okay.
Yeah.
If
Oh,
it's
I
a
know.
baby, regardless, no. It's like touching your stomach when you're pregnant. Honey, you are gonna lose some fingers. Don't touch me. Don't touch my child.
Oh, yeah. Well, and a couple weeks later, I felt kind of like, you know what? Maybe that was just a fluke accident. So I went to the store again with Nana and Jordan. I really had to go to the bathroom, but I wasn't going to haul both kids into the bathroom so I could go. Jordan had
Oh
just
my
had a
God,
diaper
no,
change.
that's
So Nana sat down. I told her, if
life of
anyone comes near
moms.
you or Jordan, you yell stranger danger. I don't care if they're not talking to you, if they just start walking up to you, you just scream. Like, I just have to pee so bad. So she was like, okay. Well, I went in and I came out and asked her if she was fine. And she said no one talked to him or looked at her. It was fine. Next thing I know, there's two Walmart managers walking up trying to touch Jordan in the car seat. And I'm like, yo, like, y'all are employees here. You should know in your handbook, whatever, that you don't touch customers or their children. Like, what the fuck
Right,
is wrong with
that's
you guys? Just, Walmart is
deep
just
breath.
awful. Yeah, it
That's
was just
why I don't
awful.
shop
And I,
there.
well, I don't have many options, but we have been going a lot more to like Target when we were in South Carolina, and then like here going to like Russ's or Allen's and stuff like that. But still, sometimes we just don't have a choice and we have to go there, and it just drives me freaking bonkers. Like, it
Or
just,
like diapers or wipes. I'm sure that's probably like the only place, really.
yeah, just
That
because I refuse to
sucks.
pay $10 more at Russ's or whatever, but it is what it
Yeah.
is, but it just really pissed me off at those two times that I was like, I can do this. Like, we got this. And then some creeps just trying to touch my babies. Like, yo, like, people already think I'm super feisty. I'm just very protective of what is mine. And my kids, like, they are my pride and my joy and my everything. If you're a fucking stranger, don't even look at my babies. Like,
I made this.
I will
Don't
lose my
touch it.
shit. This was exhausting. And I've kept them both alive for a long time. Don't fuck it up.
I literally spent 9 hard months making this. Don't F it up.
Well, 7 on 1 and 9 on the other. But
Same thing. And still feeding.
yeah. Sorry. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, so this witness would have been into this kind of torture if she were invited to be a part of it as well. The
She
next
said that in
witness.
court.
No, that's me speculating. Okay, so AG was the next witness. Reportedly said she was skeptical about Trail's vampire claims and wasn't comfortable with his talk of human sacrifice. And that's pretty much all we got out of her testimony.
So
The
she was
third.
comfortable, sorry, she was comfortable with the vampire theory, but she was not comfortable with the human sacrifice theory.
She was skeptical about the vampire claims and wasn't comfortable with the talk of human sacrifice. So she wasn't saying, no, you're not a vampire. She was just like, I have my doubts.
Hold on, my phone's ringing again. Oh, it went away. The next time it comes up, I'm going to take a screenshot of it because I don't know why it's saying that all of a sudden.
Well, it the last time and this time, your Zoom glitched for a second
So did yours.
when
What
that
is going on?
happened.
Let me exit out of all of my other stuff. Well, okay, I'm just kidding. I don't have anything else open. Don't even have anything else on my phone. Okay, well, hopefully it doesn't happen again.
Okay.
So she was okay with the vampire theory, but not okay with the human sacrifice theory.
Yes.
Does she understand how vampires?
She probably had like a Twilight fantasy or something. Which, honey, that does not look like Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, I was gonna
Like,
say that's a whole nother cup of tea. Oh, gosh.
so then there was a third witness, KB, reportedly testified that she was in a dominant, submissive relationship with Trail and that he bought her a pink leash.
Again, you know what? You can Christian Grey me all you want. All you want. But you better be hella good looking in order to for me to be your submissive. Like, I don't think so, Scooter.
there is a difference between being submissive and just being like feisty
Yeah. Oh, extremely.
in the
Extremely. Either way, I'm gonna stick to my story. You can Christian grade me all you want, but you better be
bedroom.
extremely good looking.
Yes. So later in the trial, the pink leash would be brought forward as evidence because it was found with Sydney's body.
What? I did not know that either. That is so fucked up.
Girl, I did a deep dive for this one.
That is awful.
If there was something to be found, I tried to find it with this case so that we covered
Apparently,
the whole
these two
story.
did not research enough or watch enough movies that you should, if you are going to kill someone and dismember them and disperse their body, don't throw the what you use with them out as well. Like, what are you doing with yourself?
Don't leave marks. Don't leave evidence. They need to watch Dexter.
Yeah. I've only
If
watched a
there is a
little
show.
bit, but I definitely, the few episodes that I did watch, it was very much, I have to binge watch this by myself because the whole time I'd be like, yes, you did that right, and you did that right, or nope, you didn't do that
Right? I haven't
right.
watched the new season, all the old seasons. So, Katie said she didn't know how it got there and later asked, when asked if she helped dispose of the body, she said, I don't know.
Bitch, what you mean? I don't know. Yes or no? Were you there? Did you lift anything? Did you touch anything? Then that's a yes.
She claimed if she did, she suppressed the memory and didn't have any recollection of it.
Okay, because that's how that works.
And that was as far as the court took it. They didn't look into her any further.
Why?
No idea.
Did she even have a good attorney? Like, why would you not dig more into that? Like, she literally opened the door for them to swarm in with all of these other questions and investigations and nothing?
I couldn't find anything else on this. That's as
Dude,
far as it
tell
went.
me that's not weird.
That's so effed up. Because she easily could have been the third person in this murder.
Dude, that's
So,
awful.
yeah. The pathologist, Dr. Eiffel, later said she believed that Sydney was a victim of homicidal actions and that she suffered from burst blood vessels in her eyes and face and hemorrhaging across her neck, indicating strangulation. So she
My
was definitely
God.
strangled because she had the ligature marks and then the burst blood vessels as well. They never concrete said exactly what her cause of death was, but I'm going with strangulation.
Does that mean that she was like holding her breath, like trying to save her last few breaths?
Not necessarily. What I take away from that is that when you burst blood vessels, it's normally like a push and pull of things. So, like you're trying to get breath, but you can't. So, if you're doing that and then fighting on top of it, like that motion can burst blood vessels too. Or like pinching can
Like it was
burst
just
blood vessels.
extreme amount of force with it.
Yeah. Or even like the dog collar that was brought up, if that was too tight or pulled to an extreme, can burst blood vessels.
Yeah. Oh man, that
So
poor
it
girl.
could have been a number of things that happened. The burst blood
So sad.
vessels, that could have been anything too. Like her, all the blood pulled, burst them.
I
Or,
mean, especially in her eyes, like, my gosh.
yeah. Well, they say, I don't know if this is true or not. And my husband always says, why do you say they say? You don't know they. But even like when you're giving birth, if you close your eyes and you push your eyes shut too hard that you can burst your blood vessels in your
I
eyes.
remember when I had Nana, when I was like in the middle of labor, the nurses were telling me prior to going in, like starting to push, don't close your eyes. And then I remember my mom telling me, Mija, open your eyes. Don't squeeze them. Don't squeeze them. And like, I don't remember anything else except for my mom just kept yelling at me to open my eyes and to not squeeze my eyes shut like that. Pretty
See?
sure at one point she like went to like open them, but I never really paid attention and asked to why until like months later when I was like, why were you yelling at me when I was pushing Nana?
That's just probably not something you think of in the moment.
I do know some mothers that have that had burst their blood vessels in their eye, like a couple. And they stay like that for a long time.
Ooh.
It's not like you can go in and fix it, you know?
Right, that's not an easy healing.
Yeah.
Aren't eyes one of the things that take the longest to heal, and then the mouth is one of the quickest? Okay, so Trail and Boswell were caught on camera purchasing things like a saw and hammer from Home Depot prior to the events that occurred. Dr. Eiffel, who is the pathologist, said her body was indicative that a hacksaw, like the one that they had bought on camera, was used to cut her bones.
How awful.
So I'm pretty sure they did a lot of back work on her, at least as far as where she worked, because they went to Home Depot, not Menards. And in Nebraska, most people go to Menards, not Home Depot and Lowe's. Like, Home Depot and Lowe's are looked at as like the Walmart.
Fancy.
Yeah. So during the trial, Trail tried to sneak coded letters to Boswell, making up fake scenarios so that only Trail was implicated in the death of Sydney and Boswell would be released. But FBI agents caught him quickly and read one of the letters during court. Trail said early on in the trial that he didn't care what sentence he got, he deserved it, but that Boswell should be released and she had nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay, because we're going to take
So,
your word for it. Oh my gosh.
Trail was sentenced to death row for his actions and currently remains there. Nebraska rarely executes, however, because they lack the necessary drugs needed for the execution and they're currently waiting on them.
Honestly, all they got to do is just give him like a handful of pills and make him take them all. The
Yeah, but
dude's
how?
clearly an idiot. I'm sure he would.
Maybe. I mean, it is Nebraska. You could just like dig a hole and take them out back.
That
It works, so I mean, why not do it?
Dude, he is an awful human being.
But we're not done. Boswell was convicted in October of first degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and improper disposal of human remains for her role in Loof's death. Prosecutors were also seeking the death penalty for Boswell, which would have put her as the first woman on death row in Nebraska.
Oh, really?
But a three-judge panel wouldn't be hearing that case and the evidence to determine her fate until June 30th of this year. But the latest, as of November of 2021, she avoided death row but was sentenced to life in prison. And at this time, the judge brought forward even more evidence damning Boswell.
Like what?
After Sydney was already dead, the couple stabbed her multiple times post-mortem for their own
Oh my
pleasure.
God. Dude.
Said this was a senseless act of human life and purely for their own pleasure. So they couldn't go
Yeah.
back and add on for Trail, but they definitely considered it in Boswell's case. Because the fact
Good.
that she was already dead and then they continued to, what's the word?
Mutilate her body.
Yes, mutilate her already dead body puts it even to another level. Like
Dude, and it
they knew
could
she was gone.
so this might sound a little fucked up, but so
Can't
Jesse
be any
killed
more
a
than this.
he well Jesse killed he shot a really nice buck a couple weeks ago, and Kyle and Adam and all of them did an awesome job of helping and just like really like I don't really know what it's called, like chopping up all the meat and whatever, like putting like the,
Butchering
you
it.
know, chess pieces together. Yeah, all of that. Well, then even once Jesse brought it in and we were bagging it, there was a part where he had to go outside and actually use a chainsaw. It was like a special type of chainsaw, to try and cut it down some more because the knives that we had that he was using weren't sharp enough or big enough to like really get down into the bone and whatever to cut it up. So like, I'm not trying to compare, but I can't imagine that it's easy to cut up a body, like a human body, whether they're alive or deceased. Like, I mean, for them
Well,
to
I
already
think if
strangle
they're.
her and torture her and then chop up her body and also stab her multiple times, like, how much more fucked up could that get?
I
Especially into
think it
14
gets
pieces.
worse when they're already dead, and if they let that body sit there for a while, because the rigor mortis sets in and they get stiff, so you can't
Yeah.
move it around.
And gets a lot heavier. Oh, was that not a beautiful sound or what?
Was the bad dream.
Oh.
She passed out.
Oh my gosh, I
But I
cannot
don't
wait to hold her.
understand. Less than 2 weeks, you could see her. I don't understand. Once a person is dead, why would you then go even further and continually mutilate the body? Unless you are so fucked up in the head that you pleasure. And you have to be pretty messed up for that to give you endorphins in your mind to do that.
Yeah. I mean, at
And
least they didn't eat her. They could have done that.
okay, I don't cover those stories, that's you.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of those fouled up ones that I've done, I don't know why eating them, it was just like so natural. And as fucked up as these two are, I'm surprised that that didn't cross her mind.
They may have not reached that level yet.
Well, they never will now. Thank God.
No, now they're both locked up.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, they're both locked up. But
I
the
know, but they,
third.
I'm sure, can still do some fucked up shit in jail.
But that third one, AH or AG or KB, whichever one it was, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I mean, who's to say that they aren't, trying to get with her because she's still on the
And
outside?
recreate
Because,
it.
yeah, she's
I
not in
can't believe that
jail.
she didn't face, I don't want to say face any charges, but I
Has it
wonder if
lifted
they're
a
going to keep,
further?
yeah, I wonder if they're going to keep their eye on her because of all the fucked up shit she said for in that situation, you know? Like,
I sure as hell would. Like,
it's great
why
that she's
wouldn't
being
you?
honest. It's great that she's being honest, but at the same time, girl, you were a little too honest because you just straight up admitted that you were interested in that same type of thing.
And the fact that she said, I don't know about the dog collar, like, I'm sorry, what do you mean you don't know?
Yeah,
I feel
that's
like you
weird.
can't completely dismiss that entire situation if something did happen. I
Yeah.
understand trauma you can erase, but if you were into that sort of thing, I'm sure that's something that you like keep in the back of your mind and replay,
Yeah.
especially if you're
Oh, yeah.
into it for pleasure.
I was gonna say, I'm sure that every time they thought about it, it was like an adrenaline rush for him too.
Right. It would probably be like winning an award or working out, those kind of endorphins for those
Yeah.
people, or that rush. I don't understand. I don't get it, and I never will.
And I
And I
don't want
feel
to.
no. And I feel horrible for Sydney's family, especially because some of the people that we went to school with were good friends with her. And, they still are mourning her loss to this day. I personally didn't know her, but I knew a lot of people that did.
Yeah.
And
Like I said, it's tough when it's close to home, especially when you know people that knew her. So I'm sure she was, you know, life of the party. She
yeah.
was super social and always on social media.
And we're about the same age as her. And the fact that I worked in the same Menards at the same registers a few years earlier hit me closer to home because I'm like, what if that was me? Like, I mean, I'm not into threesomes of girls, but what if it had been a different situation? What if it had been a good-looking guy on a Tinder app?
Yeah.
And mind you, never used any of those sites because I've been with my husband for over a decade. But
I use a Tinder app like right before I met Jesse, and I probably talked to a guy for a couple months before I was finally like, all right, I'm gonna actually go on a date with this guy. And I made him send me a picture of his license plate and the truck or vehicle that he had at the restaurant. Made him send me a picture of the chair he was sitting in and the bar and his driver's license. And I sent it to one of my friends. And then I called her and was on, like, I wasn't obviously on the phone with her, but like she answered and just left her phone on speakerphone the entire time I was out for dinner with this guy. Just in case anything happened. Like I was like I
you're
besides
super
that
prepared.
I hadn't gone on an actual date with a complete stranger that none of my friends knew in gosh years. So the fact that I was even okay with going out on a date with somebody that I've never actually, you know, I don't know anything about besides just talking to him on the app. And I mean obviously he didn't kill me or anything like that, but he was more into the hookup aspect of the app, whereas I was trying to learn how to date.
Right.
And it was, but I took precautions. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't try a dating app, but I mean, to each their own. But if you do, like, definitely take some precautions. Like, I know people have talk a lot about that Life 360 app. And if Nana ever
Yeah,
gets a
I've heard of
smartphone,
that.
she will most definitely be having that on her phone. Like, only because it's Hastings and I'm married and I know where, you know, areas that Jesse frequents and I frequent. I'm not too worried about it, but oh man,
I have
that's
never
scary that
used a
it can happen
dating
like
app.
that.
I've never even had to like try to meet someone because I've been with my husband since I was 15.
Yeah, if
And
you're 15, you should not be on a dating app. Get the
yeah,
fuck off that shit. Focus on school and live your life. Have a good time. See the world.
I never even like really went through dating life. Like I kind of just picked one and I'm like, you're it.
Oh, that's funny.
So I am not the person to talk to about those kinds of things, but it is what it is.
Yeah, some people just have some awful bad luck. Like, I feel so bad for her.
Yeah, so see something, say something. Also, if you get creep vibes or white van vibes, stay away and
Yeah.
check in with your friends. Like,
Yeah.
I will probably think more about like if I know a friend that's going on one from Tinder, I'll probably be like, hey, I'm gonna be over in that chair with a beer and a book. I am watching you and him or you and
Oh, yeah.
her.
Yep,
Just to make
for
sure
sure.
for like the first 5 dates. And then when I know they're not a creep, I'll let you go on a date alone. Like I will be your surrogate mom if your mom will not do this for you or dad.
It's
I will be
just
that
so
person.
hard to think that there's people out there that literally just want to, you know, meet someone and date, and especially nowadays after so many people quarantined last year and the whole world kind of shut down, and so single people trying to get back into being social and dating, and how scary is it to think that that could happen to literally anyone? Like, that's so scary.
And it does. It happens to so many people. And the fact that I can't believe that this is their only victim, to be honest,
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
for how much they
Had fantasized
thought about
about
it and told other people about it, and we're all into this witchy vampire crap.
it. This cult.
I can't believe that this was their first victim or their first attempt, at least,
Yeah.
to
And
do
that
this on the
third
ground.
gal, Is she out there doing the same thing now? Like, that's.
Right, did they groom these other girls or other people to start doing this, and now they've, gone out into the world and I don't want to say procreate, but kind of in this
Yeah.
way of the cult.
They
It's
recruit
just,
more people.
yeah, there you go, recruit, not
You want to have
procreate.
like you want to have like a some faith in humanity, but I mean honestly, like that's getting harder and harder.
I do not have faith in 90% of the humanity that is on this earth. And that may sound terrible, but it is what it is. So,
I mean, I agree. It's hard.
human race just kind of sucks for the most part. There's 10%
And
good and 90% bad.
it's going downhill every day, more and more.
Yep, it is. But that is all I have for you this week. If you guys
That
have an
was.
episode that you want us to cover or a case specifically that you want us to cover, let us know. Give us a rating, review, and subscribe. Please and thank you.
Yes,
And
that
we're
was a
coming up on
great
the holiday
episode.
season.
Yeah, let us know what you guys are doing for the holidays. Christmas time is my favorite, absolute favorite time of the year. And I'm super sad that I am not decorating for Christmas this year.
We put up our tree like 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, and it's been
Yeah, I'm jealous
amazing.
about that.
Our
Well, was
football
it
team got
amazing
through it.
when your son climbed it?
No, what? Oh, guys, my son rode our fucking tree to the ground. He jumped off the couch onto the tree and rode it to the ground.
Didn't he break your brand new tree topper too?
Yes, it was on the tree for all of like 3 hours. He beheaded the new angel. So now the old angel is on there because I just don't trust him. So I will buy a new tree topper after Christmas
Boy
and
mom
save it for
life.
next year.
Whoop
Yeah, oh my God. And it wasn't even like a gentle jump, it was like a jump and hug and ride it to the ground aggressively. So.
Oh man, that's so funny.
I
There's
am
really no way to baby proof a Christmas tree though. So it was bound to
not from a
happen.
toddler.
No, not at all.
Like, if he could, he would climb up on the ceiling and Spider-Man that shit.
Oh, I believe
He's not far off. He is crazy. People say terrible twos. It is torturous threes. Like, oh my God. This sounds terrible. Don't come at me. We have called him Crack Child for the last few weeks because since Lainey was born, he is off his fucking rocker.
So
I
hyper.
don't, yes. We have started taking him on like 45-minute walks when we get home from daycare just to
Yeah.
get some energy out,
Oh my
is how
gosh.
much energy he has. It is insane.
The energy that some of us working parents would like to have for like split second every day during the workday.
Just give us a half an hour.
Yeah.
Power through some stuff. Anyway,
Well,
that's
guys,
all we got for you.
we will see you next week.
Yep. Goodbye.
Bye.
You can find us online at Facebook at Crime2Podcast and on Instagram at Crime Squared. And if you don't mind heading on over to Apple Podcasts and giving us a review, as well as subscribing, if you have a minute, we would greatly appreciate it. It helps us out a lot. Thank you.